I was inspired to write Remember the Future, first and foremost, to satisfy my desire to leave a tangible legacy for my friends, family, and mainly my son. Also for some people outside of prison who may have people, family members in similar situations, to see that change is definitely possible even after the gravest of mistakes, you know, just to have a positive future. I wanted to inspire those some certain people who may have, you know, bad perceptions of people in prison or felons, and creating them, after they read my book, a more conservative view for people of this type, that may allow them to be more willing to give them a chance to show their capacity to change instead of just writing them off as lost causes. You know, everyone's path is different, and some may just need the helping hand they've never been extended. So I was inspired, hoping Remember the Future could be the vital reason that readers believe in the power of redemption and or receive that very hand that they've never had. I created the Remember the Future philosophy through extensive self-observation and conversations with numerous individuals who come from less fortunate backgrounds and for whatever reason find themselves in environments and lifestyles that are lacking positive examples. And by these means, I concluded the most common base factor, more than likely, was the proclivity, sometimes subconscious in nature, to be committed to just bad principles, usually the products of negative influences or just simple lack of progressive knowledge. Remember the Future is designed to find and concretely build the will of desire that takes manifestation when we're truly committed to something, and channel that attribute toward a more respectable, productive, and positive goal. I knew there were plenty of people like me who inherently had an unwaverable ambition to succeed, but my perception of success, however, was sorely misguided. I possessed only half the puzzle. The other half is and was, of course, possible to receive or be given, but due to my imprisonment, the sole fact I was subjectively immersed in so much negativity required me to create this mental attribute basically from scratch. And, you know, it took some time, years, to put it frankly, but I made the changes psychologically, which led to a reality that at one point I didn't think was possible. I'm now convinced anyone through the same mental reconstruction can achieve this change. And Remember the Future is for anyone else with dreams, but only half the puzzle like me, whether they're behind walls or free, to find themselves and better themselves. The main thing that I wanted readers to take from Remember the Future is self-belief, finding true self-belief. I say true because what we sometimes consider to be self-belief is often a false sense held abstractly without truly knowing what it actually constitutes. I say this in reflection, of course, that I too once felt I possessed such belief. But after many hours and days with little to no external mental stimulations like TV and literally only the most minimal amounts of physical interactions with others, being truly left alone with just my thoughts, I realized I couldn't certainly state what I felt was my purpose. I'm sure many can agree that a purpose in and for any belief is intrinsically paramount, and without a purpose, the belief is essentially left hollow. This is evident when we acknowledge that when we have a purpose, and as we move towards its achievement, only then does the belief grow and strengthen. Because even when the purpose is known, those first steps are naturally timid, the same way I felt when I first even conceived writing Remember the Future. And yet now here I am being, you know, graciously acknowledged for what I believe is currently my purpose, and that's helping others. This degree of self-belief I didn't previously have, and I don't think I would have gotten it absent the steps I took by using this philosophy of Remember the Future. So, in a nutshell, I did my best to structure Remember the Future so that the ones who will benefit the most from it will get exactly what they need from reading it to reach their potential through establishing commitment and true belief in themselves.